This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Hang on one second. There we go. Now I can hear myself. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It's the 16th day of March. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And all of you first responders, folks, helping people get through these crazy storms out in Lilburn. We say good morning to you.
Okay.
And hopefully everybody in Lilburn is doing okay.
Hope so.
This morning. It's been one of those mornings. You know, sometimes we walk in here and everything just flows. And then before we even go to bed the night before, we kind of know tomorrow morning is not going to be the same.
Yeah.
Going to be a little different. Mm-hmm. Then you get here, and luckily the three of us didn't have any issues getting here. Didn't have to go over areas that were shut down because of power lines or trees.
Passed through some, like that. Though.
You went by them, but you didn't get stuck in them.
They get stuck in them, but you passed through some.
Yes.
There are a number of power outages around the area.
But, man, I was in the home office of craziness last night out there in just south of Paulding County, West Cobb. We all got it. Paulding County got it worse. We're thinking he's going to reach out to the folks up there. Hopefully, maybe Chief Brandon, if he's still alive. I mean, alive. Awake, I should say. I know he's alive.
Yeah.
But if he's still awake.
Yeah. He was busy last night.
He was busy. All of them, folks.
I texted him last night, and I was just checking with you, just checking with you.
So I will reach out to my man here. Then I get in here, and the glasses break.
No, gosh.
Don't
be like Fred Sanford. You know, Fred Sanford had that drawer he'd go to, and he had like—
I wish I had a drawer
there. He had like 10 pair of glasses.
Dude, I got one of those flaps over your bed thing there, and where it'll hold your remote control.
Right.
I got a pair of glasses in there. I got a pair of glasses next to the sofa. I got them strategically placed.
Yeah, that's what you do.
But I don't have a drawer.
Well, he had a drawer. He going. But we do hope that everyone is okay.
Absolutely.
And that you took the advice. You know, you didn't know how severe it was going to be. And it really was up and down. I was watching last night. I was up watching it for a while and watching the coverage. And even down past Noonan, and we know what those folks have had to deal with,
mm-hmm.
going down toward LaGrange, coming right down. Like
LaGrange, it was right up there.
Right around that area. And you kept hearing about something that was in Alabama that was going to come over that line between LaGrange and Columbus. And so, I was keeping up with that. But it's up on our end. We heard about all the damage up in Paulding County. So we are seeing that trees are down. There's a lot of power outages around the area, hopefully, and people are working to get your power back on, believe me. So hopefully they get that back on.
The thing about it is when things like this happen, when they happen,
mm-hmm.
it's a whole lot of let's wait for Mother Nature to bring some light and shine some light on what happened. Because you're working on stuff, you got lights, but you don't get a clearer picture until the sun comes up. So it's on its way. We'll find out in another hour or so what kind of real damage, if more than what's already been reported, needs to be put out there in areas that you need to avoid.
And you also watch for
power lines,
power lines,
like that.
Or where water may be standing.
Exactly.
That's the other thing. We've got an awful lot of rain last night, and there are some areas, I think, out around La Vista Road. There's some areas that's got a lot of water right now. So,
I'm working on fumes. So y'all got to say a prayer for me this morning because
you're gonna be all right. Man.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna be all right. But it was on the sofa last night. left. I was informed that we were leaving the upstairs area, and Jesse was just a mess.
Yeah.
With these lights. So yeah.
The light. The light show was
the
incredible.
Lightning, and then the thunder booms, and all of that, and
All that seemed to show up before the rain. Is it the rain and stuff, the lightning and thunder and lightning? See, look at this.
Yeah, that's wow. Up there in Pauling. He's standing there right now in some water. I wouldn't be wanting to do that, but like I said, Pauling County seems to be the area, at least around the Atlanta area, that got it the most. So hopefully we're going to find out where all of you are. If you want to reach out to us and tell us about some areas that you know mm-hmm. need to be avoided, 404-726-0929. Again, 404-726-0929. Noelle will pick up the phone there, and you let her know where you are and what's going on and what needs to be known about that area that you're
especially
in.
Especially if you got a tree down or something that's happening, you need some help to come out that way, we'll be happy to pass it along.
It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It's the 16th day of March. And listen, thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings here yesterday and here again today. And we'll be back again next weekend. But obviously, we're thinking about all our neighbors around the Atlanta area that had to deal with the strong storms last night. And we threw the number out. If you guys want to let us know what's going on in your area, precautionary measures if you happen to be headed out there, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. And Sam, we got our first caller.
Okay.
Wants to let folks know what's going on. Jason is in Dallas, I believe, Dallas, Georgia. It's obviously out there in Pauling County.
Yeah.
Morning, Jason.
Yes, morning, Jason. How you doing?
Hey, morning. Morning, fellas. Huge fan. Jay Castro Travels. How y'all doing?
All right now.
Hey, so I'm over here about 11:30, and you're watching the news. I'm right where it got smacked at about 11:30. We're out here, Dallas, right before Ackworth.
Right. Okay.
So it's Bobo Road and Dallas Hiram. There's a Publix out here. Y'all know this area. It's completely smashed. Lights, power's out right here. About a mile from my house, so we got lucky, man.
So let me ask you this, Jason. What's the busy streets that go through that area? I know the area. I'm familiar with it, but I can't remember the name of those streets that folks should possibly avoid.
So Dallas Hiram Road is 92. You got to take 92 all the way till you get to Dallas. So it's past Ackworth when you come up here and and yeah, it's the road is blocked. All the lights are down. Power lines. I'm gonna fly the drone here in about an hour. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right at 11:30 to 12 is where we got the big tornado.
Right.
After 1 o'clock, yeah, it kind of died down. Went down to Ackworth, Kennesaw. But it hit us first. You're right. It hit
us. Because I'm out there in West Cobb, too. Listen, Jason, want to thank you. Remember, if you're headed out in that area, be very, very careful. Here's what I do know, Sam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Throughout the night, and again, trying to reach out to Chief Brandon and the folks out there. They had Steve on, spokesman for the Paulding County Fire earlier. And forgive me, I forgot his last name. But they have got markers as best they can for all the areas that have down power lines. So you're going to stop your car before you get there. That's been the first thing they've been doing throughout the night. So if there are down power lines, obviously trees are keeping some areas, keeping folks from getting some areas. But the one thing you worry about, you mentioned earlier, standing water.
If you got standing water and you don't know what's beneath that water,
exactly.
What's in that water, right? So that's the thing you want to, you know, if you're driving, you don't know how deep it is before you go driving off into it.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to walk in it,
yeah,
you really want to know what's, you know, where you're going and what might be in it. So, and it's dark right now. You can't tell. If you just give it, you know, another hour, some daylight will be up and that'll help with your visibility, unless you just have to go.
He brought up something interesting. And as we sit here in March in 2025, and I say he, I mean Jason, who just called us. He brought up something that 5 years ago we think would be unique. And just everyday person having a drone to throw up there. Now they're like every other house. So what's that going to be like this morning? You've got all these drones
flying around areas.
Trying to check out stuff.
Right. It's a way to check out the whole area without, you know, if you can't physically get back in there, especially if some things are blocking, you can't physically walk back or drive a vehicle back up in there. Yeah, that's what you want to see.
Well, how many drone crashes? There have been.
I don't know.
You get up there, a bunch of folks around Paulding County up there throwing their Christmas presents up in the air, trying to see what's happening around the corner. And anyway, again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we monitored what was going on with the weather, obviously we're watching what's going on in college basketball.
Yep.
Tournament time and all that. And people were screaming in my house.
Oh, yeah.
People were screaming in my house.
They all set for this Big Ten championship game today?
One that hasn't happened in a while with that particular team, but Michigan made it on a last-second shot. Dude, when you always got to stop the ball.
Yeah.
If you don't stop the ball, you get what you got yesterday, Maryland. And so Michigan's going. So that was going on. They lose the top player in the country. What happened to them yesterday?
Yep, they still rolling on. And right now they beat Louisville team that – you know, it's one of those programs that has had a revival. I mean, Louisville used to be one of the mainstays in tournament time. It hasn't been that way for some time for them. Here they are back. You know, they're going to be back in the tournament. One of, like, right now, three teams from the ACC. I can't wait for us to get Tim Scarborough on next hour to talk about who else makes it in. Does North Carolina make it in? I know Noelle would like that. She's got a North Carolina on over there. We don't know if they're going to get in. And you believe only three teams from the ACC could make it into this tournament right now. It would be Duke and Louisville, who they beat, and Clemson.
I'm not surprised at nothing anymore on the college level. I'm just not. Between the portal and moving conferences and teams going on, I'm looking. Listen, your grandfather would be spinning in his grave looking at a Big Ten championship game that could possibly have USC and Rutgers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised at anything. You yesterday mentioned Memphis. You got to – got it by 1 point yesterday.
Yep.
Memphis beat out Tulane.
Tulane, and they got to play. That's our old friend Ron Hunter, who was the coach at Georgia State, who's down at Tulane now. So they got to play Alabama Birmingham for the championship game. I like what this Memphis team has done, and like you're going to have some 1 point wins this time of year. Everybody is at their best. Everybody's going to throw whatever they got out there at you to try to make it in, especially teams who need the win to get in. Memphis is in. They won the regular season title. You know, they've been nationally ranked. They got great wins over teams like UConn during the course of the season. That's why I can't wait to see them in this tournament and whose bracket they end up in. You want to watch for them. And then, of course, the return of St. John's as a brand and also as the coach as well up there is winning the Big East. Not just, you know, having a great season, but winning the Big East. It takes us back to the time when the Big East was this dominant conference. And, so you watch for that.
It takes you back to the days when a matchup between Tennessee and Florida really was something like we're going to have today.
In football.
Yeah, exactly.
Once again, the stuff that's been big in football, the Alabama-Auburn game.
Yeah,
the Tennessee-Florida game. You go, that's always big football. Well, it's going to be big basketball today.
And then Wisconsin tripped into that Big Ten win against Michigan. They always messing things up. They're going to lose today.
Yep.
But Wisconsin always gets up in there. And they
because
just,
everybody wanted to see Michigan against Michigan State. That would have been it. Wisconsin beat Michigan State.
They beat them. They're going back and forth.
You know what I mean? And that would have been the matchup that people kind of, I think, would have enjoyed seeing today. With a Michigan-Michigan State matchup for the conference championship. So you got some things and still some spots to be had for this tournament. Some have already been, I mean, and through the course of the morning, as we always like to do, some of these nicknames with some of these schools that are in this tournament, schools that we never hear from before and don't know what their mascots are. I think it's remarkable because some of these folks don't have football teams, but they are here and they're ready to play and be a part of March Madness.
Have you got one?
I got one.
Actually, you can give us two if you want.
Okay. I'm going to give you two.
Okay.
Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon is playing for the second time in the tournament. You know, the second time they made it in. A lot of people don't know where this place is.
I don't know either. My question was, what side of the Grand Canyon is Grand Canyon located?
That's a good question. I'm trying to figure out, see if they have a place for the located for the doggone school here. Look, Grand Canyon is in Phoenix.
Okay.
It's a university.
It's a smart place to keep
in,
it.
In Phoenix, Arizona, the Grand Canyon.
That'll work.
They're the Antelopes. The fighting Antelopes will be there, and they'll be playing in the.
Are we pronouncing that correctly?
Antelopes.
There you go. Because we don't put the T in there. We just say Antelopes.
Well, then we had them in the grocery store.
Either way, we mispronounce it. That's one of them words that we mispronounce all, like Wimbledon.
Yeah. Well, but the Antelopes will be there.
Well, you
and they're going to be there.
Who's another one? Give me another funny name.
Another one. Let me see. The Mountaineers, not really Mountaineers, but Mount St. Mary's.
Mount St. Mary's.
And they are in the tournament, the Mountaineers. You want to, you know, there'll be a pop quiz on this later because you need to know when you fill out your brackets, you need to
know. That's West Virginia,
folks.
Though.
No. Yeah, it is.
Well, they stole their name?
That's right. No, a lot of Mountaineers.
Okay.
Mountaineers can be West Virginia Mountaineers.
I'll take a bunch of Bulldogs, but I don't know about Mountaineers.
Appalachian State's Mountaineers.
Okay.
And Mount St. Mary's is in Maryland, actually. Yeah, Emmitsburg, Maryland. So that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to go by some of the teams who have made it in.
Gotcha.
There are others who will get still up to qualify, and we'll find out that with Selection Sunday comes up later on today around 6 o'clock. All college basketball games should be done, and then they will open up the big package, and we'll see who's in and who's out.
I had a thought yesterday.
Yes.
It's silly. It'll never happen, but it's an award to give out for the tournament. And if they were to ever give out another award other than awarding the national champion, which they don't, is there an MVP of the tournament?
I think they have a most outstanding player. Most outstanding player.
If they had a shot, like the biggest shot, and it would be voted on, obviously, by maybe the networks or something. Who would you give that shot? Who would you name it after?
I don't know. There are about three that come to mind
Now. For me, it's Chris Bryant.
Okay.
From Villanova. That's the one. You just name it the Chris Bryant Award because he brought it down, boom, ended, national championship, season over, good night, drive safely.
Well, you win it. Michael Jordan made one.
But there was still time on the clock after that.
But he made the shot that won.
No, okay.
You know, okay, we had Smart, our kids up in Indiana.
Yes.
We've had a number now.
But here's the thing. You're right. Keith Smart got that shot. In fact, it was 87.
Okay.
Got Bobby Knight his third and final championship.
Okay, so.
But there was time on the clock after that.
Okay, but he had
this Chris Bryant thing, it just ended it all.
Right.
Boom. Okay. That's the way. Plus, Michael got enough stuff on him. Bobby Knight got enough stuff attached to them.
Speaking of Chris Bryant, Chris Bryant, think about this. You know, Villanova's looking for a new coach. That didn't take long, did it?
Ooh.
You always say you don't want to be the man to follow
the man.
But
nope.
You know what, though? The guy at Duke, he's doing okay. He's done fine following Coach K.
Because so-and-so's still sitting in the stands coaching.
He ain't still sitting coaching. But you know what happens, though? At Coach K, that was one night. He was sitting front row at a game at Cameron Indoor Stadium, which he was going to tell him he can't come to a game, right, Mike Krzyzewski? And, you know, when you broadcast a game and you're at the scorer's table, you're working at that table, all these different people who are there doing different things, clock operator, replay for the officials, whatever. You know, on every timeout, they print out a box score, the sheet, who has how many points, how many rebounds.
Okay.
Right, you know what I mean? He gets one.
Yeah. He's still Duke.
They But who else does that? I don't think Roy Williams does that at North Carolina.
He ain't Mike Krzyzewski.
My own timeouts, they go and take Mike Krzyzewski the sheet.
I guarantee you, when Dean Smith went back, they did it for Dean Smith.
Probably not.
I guarantee there's some other coaches I absolutely believe that that would happen to. And if Tom Izzo retired, he sat in the stands there, they'd give him one too.
Well, if he wanted it, but I mean,
well, maybe Coach K wants it.
You know, I don't know, but he still gets one of those.
I still think he's running things.
No,
I still think he's got major influence.
He doesn't have influence now. He's available to obviously he wants him to succeed. I mean. Same thing is happening over at Alabama with Saban. Saban wants his successor to succeed. Now, whether or not he succeeds or not is up
to
them.
That's a different situation. The way that ended and how it is played out, Nick being on TV, it's weird.
Right?
It is just kind of, but I think that the Coach K thing is unique. I really do. Because he's – has he left that area? Has he sold his house?
No.
He's still there. He's not going no place.
Well, Saban hadn't moved either.
I thought Saban had another place.
He's got other places, but he's still in Tuscaloosa.
He didn't really pay for that house anyway.
He's still got an office in the athletic building. He's still in the building. You know, I don't know how much time he spends there, but he's in the building.
That's their fault that they're not tapping into his.
What?
Alabama.
Well,
they're
I'm not saying they're not.
I'm not saying it doesn't look like he's as connected to the program anymore. And he's shown his frustration, which is what made him being on TV kind of cool last year, because he showed his frustration with the program.
Right.
You don't hear no public statements coming out of Coach K. He's sitting there with Don Staley making Aflac commercials and getting that printout every time out. That's it. And I just feel like it's just a different dynamic.
He's around. I mean, I'll say this too. We got a certain recruit, a top girls player in our area, Kate Harpring over at Marist, who is Matt Harpring's daughter.
Right.
Last summer, she went on visits at all the different colleges. She went to visit Carol Lawson, who is the coach at Duke and played in the WNBA and played for at Tennessee. But while she's there, Coach K comes out and takes a picture with her.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
That's all you need.
Right? So she's going there to recruit for the women's team. Mm-hmm. But he's like, "Are you coming to Duke? You thinking about coming to Duke? Let me come out here and greet you and take a picture with you."
They got that little X factor. You don't see Saban doing that.
He may.
I ain't heard no stories about it happening.
He may. He's always done that though. If he's around and you bring an recruit around, ask Coach Petway out of Kennesaw State. Was a longtime basketball assistant at Alabama. And if they had a recruit and they brought him through the building, and if Nick Saban was there, he would come out and greet them. Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
I just feel like the thing that has made him unique in TV is he's brought the Nick Saban surliness that we saw in press conferences, pre and post, to College Game Day. If he's in there all warm and fuzzy and helping them out with different things like we assume Coach K is doing, I don't know that he could do his job the way he's done it. He might have to get on some people. He might have to say some things. This is what ended Barkley and Michael Jordan's relationship when he got on TV. When you do it, and that's because we, as the audience, we have so much information. We're expecting him to say some things because throughout the course of the week, we're getting tweets, we're getting this, we're going that, we're seeing this being printed here, this on social media. We all wait. Man, I can't wait to see what Saban says about this on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's the dynamic in play that I think keeps him from being the person that we have watched Coach K be in retirement, at least leaving the bench.
I got one more team. Sure. One more team that made the tournament. UC San Diego. And they made the tournament for the first time.
Okay.
And you know, you heard of San Diego University and then San Diego State. This is right. UC San Diego.
Okay.
And they beat Cal Irvine.
Okay.
Cal Irvine is famous for being known as the Anteaters.
Okay. He went to Cal. Aaron Rodgers.
Beat the Anteaters. They are the Tritons.
The what?
Triton, T-R-I-T-O-N-S.
A Triton.
Tritons.
Yeah, I went to that college for a minute.
Well, they're the, and a Triton is the son of Poseidon.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're in the tournament. I'd like to know what the mascot looks like. I mean, we're going to see some interesting mascots, but we'll go through some more of them that made it to the tournament.
Yeah, Triton College right there in Melrose Park, the west side of Chicago. there for about a semester.
Did they have a statue of Poseidon's son?
No, they they might have. I didn't see it. But I tell you what, it's right next to Maywood Park, which is the only harness racing track I've been to.
Okay.
You've been to harness racing?
Have not.
Oh, that's a ball. That's a ball, man. Anyway, moving into the 7 o'clock hour, as always, we're going to turn things over to Mr. Crenshaw, let you know what's going on locally. Tim Scarborough is going to join us, and we're going to venture into Noel's world. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.